Question number 10. Tell me more about your suggestion for regionalized the Ethics and Member Conduct Committee. In 2017, the Concerned Ethics Volunteers, CEV, made recommendations to an ethics committee task force headed up by Dr. Greg Adamson, working on this area. And we had recommended that the current centralized Ethics and Member Conduct Committee should be regionalized, meaning break it in two parts. Maintain a single ethics committee serving all of IEEE, but create at least one or maybe multiple in some regions. The Member Conduct Committee part. The Ethics Committee would be a legislative body. They will create changes, improvements to the Ethics Committee, oversee work being done, coordinate work being done to provide guidelines for implementing those high-level ethics principles. And when called upon by the regional member conduct committees for interpretations, they would provide that interpretation as well. But then the regional member conduct committees would be functioning in a judicial manner. They will be hearing cases. They will be evaluating conduct. Does it warrant a case? Ethics advice, ethical support. And then, of course, the IEEE board and its various supporting bodies will function continuously in an executive manner. The main reason behind our recommending regionalizing the member conduct committees, because throughout the world, laws, customs, norms, practices, even some religious beliefs, they're all going to be different. And there needs to be people close to that can understand that and interpret it. So if we have the regional member conduct committees in those regions, it could be maybe multiple ones, large areas like all of Africa, for example, Asia, and so forth, might need multiple ones. So here's the thoughts on some of the different functions. The ethics committee could be independent and just one. It would serve the institute as a whole. It would perform the legislative functions. It would maintain the code of ethics, keep them current and up to date. They can and should assist the technical activity board societies, 30 or some of them, prepare and maintain and interpret application guidelines developed for each technical area. And then number two, the member conduct committees should be regionalized. There should be at least one per region, and if more needed, that's a TBD. They would perform a judicial function of hearing cases, requests for support. They would interpret the local laws, customs, norms, and languages affecting the code of ethics and charges of member discipline or request for support which come in to them to be evaluated. They can always seek assistance from the ethics committee where needed. The board of directors and its executive staff will continue to perform the normal executive functions. Now, more of this needs to be fleshed out and developed, but time has limited what can be said and written about it at this time here.